Support for the WXXI Business Report comes from our members and from Tompkins Bank of Cast Isle, a local mobile community bank providing financial services to Western New York for 150 years. More online at bankofcastisle.com.
It's time now for the WXXI Business Report. Randy Gorbin, we're starting out with some good news today about local companies expanding and adding jobs.
Yes, Beth. We'll start off with a company involved in global positioning, navigation, and timing systems. It is moving its U.S. headquarters within Monroe County. Arolia USA expanding as it moves into a facility at the Erie Station Business Park in Henrietta. The company says it needs the space to better accommodate its 90 local workers, and it plans to create 32 additional local jobs as a result of that relocation. Arolia will continue to maintain an office in the city of Rochester, where 11 workers are employed. Empire State Development providing up to $700,000 through the Excelsior Jobs Tax Credit Program in exchange for job creation commitments. Monroe County, RG&E, and Greater Rochester Enterprise also helped with this project. The total project cost is pegged at a little more than $1.3 million. Meantime, Imagine Monroe, the county's economic development agency, also approving incentives for some other local projects as well. They include one that was announced last fall we told you about at Bausch & Lomb, the company proposing a building expansion at its North Goodman Street campus. The $140 million expansion will house a new manufacturing platform for silicon hydrogel contact lenses. B&L is getting some tax incentives. The project expected to create about 100 jobs here. How about a hamburger made with a blend of beef and mushrooms? This is not your regular mushroom burger. A local food entrepreneur, George Zhang, the founder and chief operating officer of a company called Leap Foods, grows specialty mushrooms. He's preparing to launch a blended burger, a patty that combines its specialty mushrooms with grass-fed beef. The idea is to have a burger that will also help reduce the overall consumption of animal products and positively impact the environment. It's also a burger that will be lower in things like sodium and saturated fat. Zhang is doing this with the help of the Center of Excellence for Food and Agriculture at Cornell Agritech in Geneva. Kathy Young, the former state senator, now heads up that center. She says Zhang's product fits in with today's lifestyles.
A lot of our consumers now are looking for natural. They're looking for healthy. They're looking for lower processed. They're looking for safe sources of food. And so this is a trend that George has hit on that really fits into the marketplace very well right now.
The facilities in Geneva also include the Cornell Food Ventures Center. The operation, according to Young, helps a number of companies with things like product development, food safety, and even taste testing. KeyBank announcing a new market president here and commercial sales leader, Phil Moscato. He joined KeyBank's commercial team in Rochester in 2014. He will replace Jim Barger, who now is going to be serving as market president for the key operation in the Connecticut, Massachusetts area. Grocery chain Aldi's doing some expansion in recent weeks. Last week, the supermarket chain opening up a new store at the former Tops location on North Winton Road. This week, on Wednesday, Aldi's holding a ribbon cutting for a remodeled store at Spencerport Road in Gates. The recent announcement's all part of what Aldi says is a $1.9 billion investment to remodel and expand more than 1,300 stores nationwide by the end of 2020. At a longtime area craft brewing business coming to a close, CB Craft Brewers in Honeoy Falls, which has been around for 22 years, announcing it will close its doors after celebrating its 22nd anniversary this coming Saturday. Owner Mike Alcorn, quoted in the DNC, is saying now's the right time to retire. He's moving to North Carolina. Really, CB Craft Brewers, one of the pioneers, Beth, in the local craft brewing movement, which is so big across the state. But I remember when they started, and there were very few. They were really one of the first in this area.
It's the scene has completely changed since then. I was just thinking about that.
And we'll see what happens. No word yet what will happen to their facilities down there, but wouldn't be surprised, obviously, to see somebody else show some interest in them.
All right. Thank you. That's WXXI's Randy Gorbin with our business report.